Hello, this is Stacy. So I was just sitting here thinking while doing some session notes about the power of believing in yourself. I know with a lot of my clients, you know, I have goals listed as, you know, self-care. And that could be journaling, exercising, you know, a baking class, whatever it may be. But I've noticed a theme, particularly with women. Not to say men do not suffer with this, but I've noticed so many different people, all different walks of life, have problems, troubles, struggles, believing in themselves. And I don't know if that's an age-related phenomenon or if it is just a human phenomenon. Because I see millennials, I see people who are in their 60s, people who are teenagers, midlifers, empty nesters, and across the board, I see people who struggle with believing in themselves and having a strong sense of self-worth. And I think at times all of us have probably looked in the mirror and thought, oh my goodness, who's looking back at me? Or, oh my gosh, I feel like such a fake, or just this negative self-talk. And so just a couple tips very quickly that I offer to my clients and would like to offer to each of you. If you're struggling with believing in yourself and having a strong sense of self, just a couple tips. First and foremost, stop giving those thoughts power. Our thoughts only have as much power as we give them. And our negative thoughts, there's no room for them when we are in a positive frame of mind. So no longer allow the I am not good enough, smart enough, fast enough, tall enough, I could never achieve X, Y, and Z, I can't believe I did X, Y, and Z. No longer give those thoughts any power. Take away their power. Step two, start doing something good for yourself. And that is as simple as take a long shower, read a good book, take an afternoon nap, take a walk with your dog. Do something that feeds your soul that is not related to watching TV, sitting on the couch looking at your phone, just messing around on the computer, because we all do that. But none of that, while it's mind-numbing, none of it helps us grow ourselves. The third thing, do something for someone else. Volunteer your time. Whether it be at a homeless shelter, a woman's shelter, a men's shelter, the library, at your child's school. Do something where you are giving to someone else. You start feeling differently, not only about yourself, but maybe your life situation. And you realize that you can and do have a greater impact upon the world around you than you really even realize. So just three very quick tips. Don't give your thoughts power, especially those negative thoughts. Do not give them power. Do something for yourself that means something, that grows positivity in your heart and in your mind and in your life. And number three, do something for someone else. Take the time to love on someone else, to do something for someone else, because all of that energy will come back to you in wonderful, wonderful ways. I hope each of you have a wonderful Wednesday. And when you all look in the mirror this evening, or this morning, I guess, based where you're at, I hope you look and think, I really like who I am. And if you don't, know that tomorrow is a new day and you can make it whatever you want it to be. I hope it's an amazing day, and I hope you learn to love yourself. Have a good one.